In this lesson, I'm going to show you a powerful way to see the future more accurately when faced with technological change, and I'll show you how you can put a time frame on the speed of technology-driven change. Whenever a new technology is introduced, we think we have to choose between the old and the new. Executives, managers, and the popular press all tend to make the same false assumption about the future of technological change. Every time a new product category is introduced, they assume that the older category will soon cease to exist. But that's seldom the way it works. The hottest new breakthrough technologies don't necessarily replace the old ones. Instead, they often coexist side by side because the old technology often has its own unique profile of functional strengths that the new technology never fully replaces. We tend to greet innovation with an either-or assumption. Either we use the old or we use the new. But this is not an either-or world we live in. It's a both-and world we live in, a world of paper and paperless, online and in-person, digital and analog, old media and new media. The key to success is to understand that it's the integration of the old with the new that creates higher value. For example, are mainframes obsolete? No. We are using them differently than we did 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 40 years ago. The personal computer you use the most is now your smartphone. Yet most of us still use our laptop, and in some cases, a desktop computer. However, you're using them less, and you have changed what you use them for. But you're still using them. From now on, when a new technology comes out, instead of thinking, either I have to choose between the old or the new, think instead about how you can integrate the old with the new to create higher value. Now let's turn our attention to establishing the when part of predicting the future. There are three digital accelerators that are driving all of the major changes we are experiencing today. You are aware of all three, but you haven't put them together to see how they can be used to know what's next. Let's start with processing power. I first became aware of Moore's Law back in 1982. Back then, few people knew about this obscure law. It stated that processing power would double every 18 months as the price dropped in half. Using this law in 1982, I could tell how powerful a computer would be in the year 2000 and how much it would cost. Knowing this, I could make many predictions about the future and be correct. But I needed more than Moore's Law to be even more accurate. So in 1983, I added what I call the law of digital bandwidth and the law of digital storage. All three, bandwidth, storage, and processing power, have progressed at a similar and fully predictable rate all of these decades. Over the years, I've used the three accelerators to make hundreds of accurate predictions, and now that you've learned how they work, you can too. At this point, it's important to understand that when you have a doubling every year, 2 becomes 4 becomes 8, you don't get a graph that goes up evenly, left to right. The graph looks much more like a hockey stick, starting slow and then swooping up fast. For example, to go from a 5 megahertz chip to a 500 megahertz chip took 20 years. To double that took 8 months, and that was years ago. Why didn't we have Netflix and TED Talks and smartphones in 2000? The three digital accelerators were not fast enough yet, but they are today. Thanks to exponential change, we have now entered what I call the big deal phase. These three digital accelerators are what lies behind today's and tomorrow's rapid avalanche of commercial, economic, social, and global transformations. Your learning activity will help you to make better technology decisions, and it will help you to use the three digital accelerators to know what's next.